This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't want to have thousands of people shot in a city where essentially I'm the president. I love Chicago. I know Chicago. And Chicago is a great city, can be a great city. It can't be a great city if people are shot walking down the street for a loaf of bread. If they want help, I would love to help them. I will send in what we have to send in. Maybe they're not going to have to be so politically correct. Maybe they're being overly political correct. Maybe there's something going on. But you can't have those killings going on in Chicago.
Donald Trump, the president, less than a week in office, at warp speed, making some big change come across his desk and out the White House door, ruffling some feathers and certainly eliciting a lot of conversation. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You heard what he had to say about Chicago. The murder rate there is off the charts. We all know that. Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago. I think he has his nose out of joint over what Trump is saying about the city. If they need help, let's give them help. It's a great city. You heard what he had to say there because of the incredibly high death rate from last year and the problems that ensue. Emanuel saying sending in soldiers or people or doing any of that, the National Guard would be not advisable when they're trying to unite the communities with a different kind of policing. So we'll see what happens there. The bigger story is the wall construction. He says, the president, that the construction will begin probably in months. Mexico is bracing itself for the confrontation, I guess, if you will. He held up the law that he signed in the familiar flash of light bulb of flash bulbs, really, that are going off when he signs an executive order. And so this is another one. And the wall conversation that's been going on for the past 18 months since he started his run, now here is the payoff. And Mexico reacts right away saying that they're not going to be people in Mexico saying that we're not going to pay for it. When he was asked in an interview who's going to pay for it, Trump said ultimately Mexico will pay for the wall. They're going to be the ones that pay for it. So how you feel in America about immigration, about the wall, about the conversation that's happening right, left, and everywhere in between? And as a reminder on this show, I always say it is about the conversation. So we don't want to shut anyone out. We have the welcome mat out. Whether you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, you know, you can always throw in your 2 cents on ATN. I like to think I'm the voice of reason and conversation, and I think conversation is healthy, and I think it's good. And I certainly have a lot of your thoughts flowing constantly in a 24/7 mailbag. We will go to our mailbag segment coming up next, and many of you have reacted. A lot of you reacted to the whole wall idea, and you also reacted to a story that has nothing to do with politics, but once again proves the point that people love their dogs. I would be in that category. I talk about Mahalo, golden retriever. You've heard Mahalo. He's sitting by my feet. If you want to picture that while I'm doing the show, or sitting behind me, and I feel like he's a part of America Tonight, to be honest. And I didn't grow up with dogs, but I know now what that feels like. Well, there was a leaked video that now is calling for a boycott of this new movie that's coming out, A Dog's Purpose. A German shepherd who was filming a scene for that movie fought with a trainer to stay out of a pool he didn't want to go in. then briefly sank as people raced to lift him out of the water. So in the video that was blasted out by TMZ last week, of course, it's been massively condemned. People are freaking out. And I saw the video. I watched the video. And it is sad. I don't know. Disturbing, sad, whatever word you want to use. They were trying to get the dog to do what he wanted to do. They're saying they never forced him into the water. The video looks like that. But the two scenes, they are apparently were recorded at different times, but it looks like that's what they're trying to do. Dennis Quaid was one of the stars of the film, and he said that the video doesn't tell the story, that the animals were treated with great respect and care and compassion, but he said he wasn't present when they shot the scene in Winnipeg in October of 2015. That's how long ago they shot that scene. And he said the dog was fine, and that there was a piece of video that was shot during the making of it, some unknown person at the time, and said it was also spliced, edited, and manipulated to make it look as if the dog was being abused. The German Shepherd is a two-year-old named Hercules, and they say Hercules is happy, healthy, all that kind of stuff. And of course, there are animals that are supplied and trained by companies and for the film industry. And the American Humane Association monitors animals on movie sets, and they had someone present, and they said the video was misleading and edited. So that's what I think you have to go. If you have someone from the Humane Association that's monitoring it, and they're saying, oh, no, this was misleading and edited, then I think that tells you something right there. Production was stopped when the dog showed signs of being stressed, and the Humane rep said that the dog wasn't forced to swim. But if you see the video and you look at the video, it just does not look good. Veering in a different direction, the single woman television and a woman who, as an actress, went on to become iconic, that would be Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Tyler Moore, dead at the age of 80, in the 70s, her show was a breakthrough show, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. She has done or had done other television work, but I think that show really made her stick out. And they said that, you know, producers have said and writers have said, you know, there was no kind of feminist agenda for the show, but there was a lot of female writers on it in the 7 years that it ran, and they just wrote their own experiences, and it kind of grew from there. And then there were characters that grew, like Lou Grant, who was played by Ed Asner, who was, you know, in the boss in the TV newsroom. And I mean, even the first episode was funny. And of course, in syndication, it lived on forever and ever and ever. So lots of people had a chance to see Mary Tyler Moore. But Mary Tyler Moore, who suffered with a couple of different diseases, including really her whole life dealing with diabetes, dead at the age of 80. Coming up this hour, at the tail end of the hour, nail the score, the Pro Bowl, AFC or NFC, what do you think the score is going to be? Catch you in a few. I like Jacob Burns, and he's got a Jacob Burns. I hate Jacob Burns, ever since you put with me. I like Jacob Burns, I want to eat Jacob Burns, Jacob Burns.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
When I used to live in Morro Bay, I lived in this cool place, Morro Bay. Bear with me. I'm going to take you down that road for a second. If you ever go to the central coast of California, I beg you, go to a place called Morro Bay. It has this cool monolith, you know, sticking out in the middle of the water, and the beach is spectacular. And then they have this little area, this dock that runs along, it's not a canal, it's sort of the mouth to the Pacific, and it is one cool place. And having lived there, they had a restaurant where that song reminded me of the kind of music you would hear. You would stumble in anytime between 4, and it was a lounge too, anytime between 4 and midnight, and watch the boats come in, and watch the sea otters, sometimes sea lions, but sea otters would like float by. Oh, sweet. Now, I don't think whoever sang that song you just heard was playing there, but that kind of music was being played there. So how about that? I said that we got a ton of email, as we always do, and in a second we're going to go and check the mailbag. So kudos to all of you. I know some of you download the show, you listen at different times, and that's great. I've heard from many of you saying that you listen when you're on the road, when you listen when you're running in the morning. You listen to part of the show, and then you go to sleep, and then you listen again. And I appreciate all those comments. I appreciate so much, sincerely, all the support for America Tonight. And it's nice to see some of these great affiliates that are also jumping on board, and the ones that have been with us forever and stuck with the show for forever, and just once again, thanks for that. So a lot of reaction to Trump, good and bad and kind of mixed. It's so early in his administration, but he is moving fast, at least with these executive orders. Boom, 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 bang. So on that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Barry. Kate, I haven't been able to email you in a while, but rest assured, my dear, I am listening to the show. Sometimes I listen to it live. Sometimes I listen to it by downloading it. And I enjoy your offerings. I will tell you that I think it's great what Trump is doing. I did not really care for him. I reluctantly, I will be honest, voted for him. I am a registered Republican, but I have voted Democratic in my life. And I wasn't crazy about some of the treatment of women, the crudeness, the crassness, the New Yorkery over the top about him. And that's a personal thing, I suppose. But I do have to say, I like the fact that he is acting. We'll see whether that comes back to bite us or not, but there is no slow go in Donald Trump. That is for certain. So it's good to see somebody gets in and they initially react right away, putting their people in place. And I think you've said it. That ultimately is the key. Yeah, that is the key. The key is who's the cabinet? What are they vetting? You know, how they, once they're confirmed, how are they vetting the people underneath them? How are they working? All of that matters. It's incredibly important. All right. How about this one from Paul? Listening to us in Sarasota, Kate, I think that it's interesting to see what's happened with this new administration. It's kind of like throwing a kid from JV into varsity and seeing if they can perform at that level, because Trump, which you can tell he doesn't want to, he wants to be taken seriously, is inexperienced politically speaking. But so what if he's getting stuff done and we're seeing a change in the right direction? Then if he fumbles, stumbles, and trips over his words a little bit and isn't polished and presidential, who cares? The you know, I said I watched the interview you did with David Muir, and in the interview he said something about that. He said, well, I could act presidential, but what I want to do, you know, I'm doing what I need to do. Well, that's getting the things done. So basically saying, forget the pomp and circumstance or all of that. It doesn't matter. I'm just doing what I said I would do. And I think he's comfortable and uncomfortable in that role. I don't think he, you know, Washington is so different. It's Washington's snobby. Washington is about your degree, who you know, are you an intellectual, all that kind of labels are big in Washington. And when you go to Washington, it's not easy to crack that code, because here's a big $5 word for you. It's provincial. If you're not in the club, you're just not in the club, and it doesn't matter how much money you have or what kind of influence. You have to have the right kind of influence. So he is in unfamiliar territory. He's the king of New York and has his New York circles and has lived there forever and built some of the buildings and has buildings with his name on it. It's a whole different way of life just down the road compared to Washington, D.C. Seems silly, doesn't it, right? You're the leader of the free world. Who cares? So I think it gets under his skin a bit about the whole acceptance thing, perhaps, and the thing about the size, because he said something about it's an insult to the people who came and supported him, who liked him, who voted for him, when they're talking about that it was a tiny inauguration crowd or that kind of thing. So he's sensitive to that kind of information. I think that's what that's about, and that's D.C. All right, so now this one from John, listening in Washington, and John says, Kate, Mary Tyler Moore, I am younger than Mary Tyler Moore, but I would say I kind of had a crush on Mary Tyler Moore attractive, sexy woman on TV, the way she talked, that whole thing. I think there were a lot of young boys that really thought Mary Tyler Moore was pretty cool. And I think it's sad that she passed, but 80's not, you know, 80's not a horribly short life. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You think of Betty White, though, who's in her 90s, who was also on that show. And she was on a respirator for, I guess, about a week. And she was in, so she had been hospitalized. She was in grave condition. And then that was it. And I mentioned this. She battled so many different things in her life with her health. So that, you know, diabetes especially. But all her family was with her, husband, and all the people were around her. And she definitely had fans. Okay, how about this one? This one is from Rob. Kate, Madonna and the Women's March nonsense. I don't begrudge the women the march. I'm saying her behavior at the march. She knows that she's famous. She gets the attention. And then, frankly, she blows it for the women by doing what she did to take away the spotlight from what they were trying to highlight. So I would say shame on Madonna. She didn't do anything to help anybody's cause. Let's put it that way. All right, so, we talked about that. So let's move on to this one from Madeline, who says, oh, the situation with the dog and the movie. I saw the tape from the television show TMZ, and I was horrified. And I think a lot of people are going to go and see this movie, Kate, and I hope they don't support it. Am I missing something, or what really happened there? Well, yeah, I was just talking about the filmmakers defending it. Plus, they had somebody on the set from the Humane Society. And I just got to say, if the Humane Society's on the set and they're saying, oh, none of that happened, I'm going to go with the Humane Society. Because they would absolutely, that's why they're there. They're looking over their shoulders. I can't imagine that this dog named Hercules was abused in any way, because they would have shut that down in a second. I mean, that's practically like having PETA sitting there breathing down your back. And the idea is, that they didn't, they edited this to look a certain way, right? But PETA is the one that is calling for a boycott of the film. And they're saying maybe we should never use live animals in films again. Odds and Ends next.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ta, ta, ta.
I think there's a better way to do that. I can't do it. I can't do it with my voice. I had a better call out, but forget it. Anyway, we're doing Nails the Score at the tail end of the show. So it's either going to be Pro Bowl, either NFC or AFC, and what you think the score is going to be. Don't cheat. Don't look anything up. There's no way to cheat and nail the score. There really isn't. Time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, or Bingo.
Bingo!
It's always fun to get a little Nathan Reeder on this show, and it's been way too long. Nathan, hello.
Hi, Kate.
For a second, I thought you dropped off.
I press a whole bunch of buttons. Takes me a second.
Where am I? Where's my voice? I don't understand. Okay, first of all, I want to tell everyone, you're in the mothership at in beautiful Minneapolis. I just spent some time with a pal of mine from Minneapolis, and she told me that if I said, well, why don't you just walk at night? She said, are you kidding? When you live in Minnesota and it's this time of year, you don't walk out and get your paper because if there's snow on the ground, there could be ice underneath it and you could flip over, and you don't walk at night. Is that true?
Oh, well, I have pushed through all of those elements. As a Minnesotan, you also kind of do that, but you are well aware of the dangers involved with making those choices.
Yeah, and seriously, she was being serious. She was saying, listen, I've fallen on my back and cracked my back, and I've seen more people. And, you know, she's you know, in her early 40s, and she's saying that this, everybody, doesn't matter. Kids, don't send the kids. You got to have, she said, the one thing you have to have, like, the best snowblower if you have any kind of a home and someone's not doing it for you. And you just have to know, you got to leave yourself time to dig out.
Yep, portable battery chargers, yes.
That whole thing.
Absolutely.
I got you. All right, so bring on the warm weather. For fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo, how about this one? Gosh, there's just so much happening. Let's put it that way. Don't you love it? I start off that way. There's so much happening. And one of the things that caught my eye today was this story about, I just don't get this with people, and it's almost a layup for me to ask you this one, but they found 57 pets living in a Florida house, and this is what's so sad. This couple was charged with 4 counts of animal cruelty after a fire at their house killed 45 of them, 45 cats and dogs, 2 raccoons, and a macaw. What's up with that?
Oh.
It's awful.
Well, I mean, they...
Exactly.
I mean, bad things happen. That is certain. You know, that's why there's insurance. But...
But having...
What kind of fire was it? How was the fire started?
They're investigating the fire. But they don't think it was arson, though. Like, they think it was some kind of accidental fire.
Well, yeah, you'd have to be pretty...
Sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
To do
twisted.
That.
Yeah. I mean, just, yeah. Catastrophic, though. Sad. Very, very sad. Okay, so let's move to, I'm just going to say, I mean, fruits and nuts. It's, to me, that's fruits and nuts. It's it's depressing.
A little fruit-flavored shredder.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so then how about this one? On a sort of a different kind of note, the 2018 Ford Mustang, there was a little unveiling of the Ford Mustang, a sneak peek, if you will, just a couple of days ago. Ford is not giving a lot of details about it. I saw it. It is a beautiful-looking car. And the GT and the EcoBoost, they say, is going to get horsepower and torque increases. And they could make it up to 455 horsepower. That's a whole lot of horsepower. It's a just, you know, I'm not even a crazy over-the-top car person, but even I am wowed by this car. It's beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful. I think you touch it and it just takes off. Boom! There it is. Boom! Where have we broken the sound barrier yet?
Yes.
And it's an Easter, you know, it comes in sort of an Easter egg color. That sounds weird and not cool, but it's yellow, but it's not a putrid yellow. I don't know how to describe it.
Oh, not a
Easter...
putrid yellow.
Yeah, not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, pastel it's, yellow.
Yeah, it's but it's better looking than that. It's really cool. And the odometer, you know, in the it's just laid out almost like your, I don't know, it's laid out across the top of the picture, if you will, that you're in the cockpit of a jet. That's what it looks like, you know, the digitally across. And it's a 12-inch, they call it a 12-inch digital cluster. I think it's cool. I say bingo, bingo, and bingo. What do you say?
We're flying towards space, man. Keep it up. I'll always give bingo towards that.
Yeah, horsepower from, you know, boosting it from 435 to 472. I think it's cool. It'd be wild to have that you know, if you knew technology and you were the designer, like somebody went to you and you were the designer, what's your idea for new cars? Sketch some of them out for me. I don't know. I think that that would be kind of interesting.
I have a Matt material engineer friend who went into the biz and,
really into that business?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, how cool is that? Yeah, to me, I think that would be an intriguing profession to be in. Okay, so let's go to this one. How about this? The owner of a Tennessee knitting store doesn't want anyone buying its yarn and arts and crafts for the women's movement following the weekend protest, you know, the whole protest movement. So they're saying that, you know, the pink, all of the pink stuff is disappearing. People are knitting their own caps and all that kind of stuff. And it's a big store in Franklin, Tennessee. And she says, with the recent women's marches on Washington, I ask if you want yarn for any projects for the women's movement that you please shop for yarn elsewhere. And some people were just completely taken aback by that because it was unclear whether the store sold any yarn to people who went to the massive marches. And since that statement, the phone has been ringing nonstop. She made a post. See, it's the power of social media. She didn't think it was any big deal. She went on and she posted that, and she's received more positive private messages than what's visible, I guess, on the Facebook page. But she's just getting slammed by social media and the phone ringing off the hook and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so to me, the reason I brought up the story is because it shows you the power of social media. And if you take on a social issue, like she has this yarn store, and she can certainly tell people, I don't want you to come here, either the yarn's being all bought up and I'm not supporting that or whatever, but you're going to get blowback on that, positive and negative. So I say, bingo, that's what happens. What do you think?
Yeah, from that angle, I will definitely say bingo. From the actual content angle, I'll just go,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
But, oh my goodness, protesting. How about that, making it harder to protest in the streets around the country? Or how about the National Park Service, since they were censored on their normal Twitter, starting an alternate Twitter account, which grew from 2,000 followers to I'm not sure how many in 2 hours just yesterday.
Yeah, it soared up.
Yeah.
You know what? See, here's the thing. So you got to realize this. We live in an awesome country because we should have the power to protest in whatever direction. I mean, remember, there was the Tea Party movement. There was, why can't I think of them? You know, the whole mustache thing. What were they called? Why can't I think of them?
The mustache?
The Wall Street protests, the Wall Street protesters. You remember. Oh, my gosh, how can we not think of it?
Are you talking about Occupy?
Yeah, Occupy, thank you. Occupy movement, we live in a country where
America was a protest.
We started
as a protest,
yeah, so
ignoring the whole, the people that lived here already part.
I agree. I think you should be able to protest because, especially if it's peaceful. Come on, if it's peaceful, not violent, but if it's peaceful, I mean, that's what the country's based on, founded on.
The argument right now is that it costs the police money to be there. And then who pays for it? So it's not free. It's not
right.
A free right. And that's what I am. So that's what's so scary.
It is scary.
It's eating right at the Constitution right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, just like all of the divestment that isn't happening, that constitutionally should be happening.
Right. Right. I agree with you, brother. Absolutely. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Absolutely. Last one. Crews are trying to figure out this massive sinkhole that has swallowed parts of 2 yards and is threatening to destroy a Philadelphia suburb. I'm going to say bingo for
scary
me.
Bingo.
And scary. Scary bingo. All right. Meet us on the flip side. Some football.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. And we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels. and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It is time for Nail the Score. You know how we roll here. It is a weekend where we have a Pro Bowl, AFC and NFC, and then the following weekend, of course, we have the Super Bowl, which is the Patriots and Atlanta. But why not have some fun in between, more chances to win? And I was prompted, goaded into this, beaten up verbally by Sharon in Maine. No, she's too sweet. She didn't verbally beat me. She just asked me, and it made me think, why were we not doing it? Of course, we should do it. Give you more of a chance to possibly win. It's like the lottery. The more you play, the more chances. Somebody has to win, right? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We go to the Wacky West. First up is Everett in Washington. Hey, Everett.
Oh, man, this is a tough game because they really don't want to play really hard to get hurt. Oh, man.
Right. You are right.
I'd say NFC 44, AFC 38.
44-38. That's a good guess. I think the NFC this year is better than the AFC, but you kept it close, so maybe it'll be more interesting. And
yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, you are locked and loaded, my friend. I do know that. You own that score. Once somebody guesses a score, you can't get it. Unless it's me or Nathan, you can steal our scores because we can't win. We're not eligible for any prizes. Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, 48-38 NFC.
48-38 NFC. Another NFC. Yes, you guys are smart. You realize that they've been superior in their play. Thanks, Pete, to the AFC, I think. But, you know, then you have different players, and, of course, it's a whole different thing when you're talking about an all-star game, basically. But NFC again, so two NFCs so far at this point. Remember, you can also email me, your guest at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or delaneymediagroup@live.com. Speaking of Sharon, let's go to her in Maine. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, girl. How are you?
We're doing how this just for you. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was waiting up for you. I'd be mad if I missed out.
AFC, NFC.
NFC, 37-31.
Ooh, 37-31. Another NFC. Thanks, Sharon. Dan in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan, what do you think?
27-24 NFC.
Everybody's picked NFC, Dan.
Well, I think they're better teams.
I think they're better. I think the players are better. I agree with you. Yeah. Thank you. So if you want to get in on the action, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. Nathan, I know you are up on all of your football players and are really excited about this. You haven't had a chance to guess in a while. What do you think, the NFC or the AFC? What do you think the final score is going to be?
I vote Star Wars.
Yeah, that works.
I think that's the NFC.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go 31-28 NFC.
31-28 NFC. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I like that. Star Wars. I'm going to say NFC, too. And I think the final score is going to be, I'm going to say 35-27. I'm going to say 35-27. Could be close. It looks like all of us are saying it's relatively close. It's an all-star game. You know, there's a push to do away with all-star games, but I don't see how you can. It's just, and especially now they're trying to hype up the Pro Bowl a lot more. You know, things certainly have changed. So how about this? Since we're on sports, and by the way, feel free to call during this segment or send me that email that I mentioned, americatonight.net, or 855-266-5283. Just want to throw this in here. The Australian Open is one of the major tournaments. It's considered a major. It's a major tournament in tennis. We had Donna Hansen on earlier this week, and she was telling us about in her backyard they were playing the Australian Open and what a big deal it was, and it's their summer time and all that. And I was talking about the possibility that of an all-Williams final, and Venus Williams defeated a fellow American, Coco Vandeweghe. She advances to her first Grand Slam final since 2009. She's going to face either Serena or Baroni, who she's playing right now, and Serena is having an easy time with it, so I'm assuming we're going to have an all-Williams final. Boy, that would be... Your sister hasn't been there in so long. You are cruising, which Serena is cruising. They both have had incredible careers. But now, she hasn't been there since 2009, now you're going to take her on. That would be very... They've done it before, but that would be very strange because of the absence of Venus Williams in the finals. And her match went three sets. The first set, she actually lost in a tiebreaker, and then she won the other two. So it wasn't an easy layup, no big deal kind of thing at all by any means. It was a very long match. if you will. And because, you know, we do the We Can Count thing, and I like records, I've been keeping my eye on a basketball player named Russell Westbrook, who plays for Oklahoma City for the Thunder. And do you know, I was just checking in, because I'm fascinated by records in sports, Russell Westbrook had another triple-double. It is his 23rd of the season and the 50th of his career. So double figures all the way across the board, you know, pure scoring, assists, boards, all of that. And he's on just a torrid pace as far as that's concerned, and not easy to do. I mean, you have tremendous players who might, pure scoring-wise, end up with a lot of points, but they're not scoring triple-doubles, so that's a really spread-out, even game. And he's the guy now because Kevin Durant, of course, left and went to the Warriors. So he's got the team on his shoulders, if you will, and that's pretty, I'm going to say that's pretty impressive. It's not an easy feat, but he's an incredible, incredible athlete. All right, as we wrap up, I want to tell everybody that I've got a couple in here. I've got Dennis, and I've got Joe, and I've got Matt, and I've also got, it looks like Lucy. Lucy, I like that name. But all four are on showing up on my screen for an email guess. I'll make sure we get that loaded in. Don't worry about that. I talked about the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl Skills Showdown is in the evening, and you know they've got NFL players doing the dodgeball thing. They're trying to make it interesting. I give them credit for that. They're trying to do, you know, whatever it is that they can. Ezekiel Elliott, the Cowboys running back, who was such a star, was one of four rookies at the Pro Bowl this week, and apparently he's been signing autographs and doing all kinds of things to endear himself to the fans that are there. And I do say that the NFL is smart to try to tweak it. If you could get people interested in an all-star game for a sport, the Pro Bowl might be it. And they moved it from Hawaii, and moving it around, I think, helps, you know, somewhat. So good for the NFL for, you know, trying to do that, let's put it that way. I mean, even the dodgeball thing, right? Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
I went down to the football game. Went down football game. Well, I walk the real thing. I saw you.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.